ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key with Sheikh Rouhani on RIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program of The Key, we are going to explain some Quranic proofs and arguments to prove the asma or the infallibility of the imam. Because in the previous episode, we explained the meaning and the definition of infallibility and then the rational proofs. Now we are going to mention some of the ayat by which we can prove that the imam and the leader of the nation and the ummah of Islam should be immune from any kind of error and mistakes. In the Holy Quran, we read this in this ayah that أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُتَّبَعَ أَمَّنْ لَا يَهْدِي إِلَى أَنْ يُهْدَى فَمَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. In this ayah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly says that is he who guides to the truth worthier to be followed, or he who guides not unless he is guided? What is the matter with you? How do you guide? So of course in this ayah says that the one who needs to be guided cannot be the guide. The one who is of no need to guide, I mean that he himself is already guided, this one can be the one who can guide the ummah and the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the hellfires. That's why in this verse, the guidance of a person who is not in need of the guidance of others is compared with that of a person who acquires guidance from others. And the guidance of the first is considered superior and necessary to follow. So it is evident that one would not be in need of the guidance of others if he receives, for example, a special guidance from God. And he is one of the divinely, let's say, elect. So that's why in this ayah, it is very explicitly mentioned that the one who guides the people, himself must be guided by a kind of special blessing of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is worth mentioning that the word haqqu means worthier in this ayah. In this verse actually does not only indicate the superiority of the following the guidance of the ma'soom, but also implies the necessity for it, as attested by the fact that that at the beginning of the verse, that guidance of God has been compared to that of what the polytheists recognize to be partner of God. So that's why in this ayah of the Holy Quran, we very clearly see that the need for isma is something very much, it's like a must that a guide and an imam and a leader must be actually ma'soom and immune from actually sins and errors. So one of the actually proofs that substantiate a religious society's need for an imam is that in knowing the religion and action upon it, the people are not immune from error. So therefore, if the imam is also not immune from the error or mistake, then he will be actually in need for another imam. So seeking of the second imam, if he actually is also not infallible, another imam will also need it. If we continue this, of course, we see that we finally find no one. We will end up in a kind of vicious cycle. So therefore, it is evident that there must be always a guide and an immune person from any kind of mistake and error for the guidance of the ummah and the people. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
Rabbana ya
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.